Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
6:14. We're definitely into our summertime routine where you might get a shower here or there in the morning, maybe in the afternoon, and it clears up. And as I was going to bed last night, in broad daylight, it got me interested to see when the summer solstice was, which is on June 20th. However, while that is the longest day of the year, the most daylight, it's not the latest sunset. The latest sunset is 8:05 on July 5th. So there you go. Don't lose any barroom bets. Mark Hamrick joins us now, Bankrate Senior Economic Analyst. How you doing, Mark?
Doing well. I don't make bets in bar rooms, but, you know, I think that was very good guidance you just gave.
Yeah, well, that's an easy one to lose. You know what I'm saying? It was like the longest day.
Exactly.
You want that to happen. Let's talk about the economy, because I asked people to text me about how the economy is doing for them, because you can measure the economy in so many different ways. I think ultimately, if you could talk about it politically, it's how's the economy doing for you, right? And I would give it about a B. For me, if you don't mind me asking you personally, where would you give the economy for you personally?
Well, I tend not to answer it for me, because I think for me, you know, my life is irrelevant to members of your audience, except for those that are extremely sympathetic or I might possibly be distantly related to. Mm-hmm. But,
well,
you know, it's our job.
Loan.
Well, you know, I think I have a penny here in my pocket.
All the more reason not to tell them. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Exactly. I mean, I'm very blessed, but that's neither here nor there.
Right.
But I can tell you, you know, whether it's the surveys that are done by others, the surveys that we have at Bankrate, and we'll have one that's very much smack dab in the middle of the question you just asked coming out in a few weeks. That a good number of Americans remain downbeat on the U.S. economy, but it was the case during the Biden administration that those who were essentially fans of the administration were more upbeat than those who were waiting for something else to happen. And now that coin is flipped, you have Republicans who are more supportive of the status quo and Democrats who seem to similarly align their view of the economy, not so much about how much, let's say, they have in their bank account, but who's occupying the Oval Office.
Wait, hang a second. Let me slow you down for a second. So I thought that they would look at it, evaluate it politically and say, okay, let's see how I'm doing economically, and then from there I'll make my political choice. But you're saying it's just the opposite. They morph their belief, no matter how they're doing economically. They'll say, well, the economy's doing fine because of Republicans in the White House, even though I may be worse off than I was before.
Yeah, I think they tend to give their candidate a pass, basically.
Because that goes to, you would have to admit that you made a mistake in voting for the wrong person. And human beings don't do that.
That's
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, not in the modern age, and that's the end of the middle ground and the end of parties that have the greater good in mind as opposed to preserving their own political power. And that, I think, is ultimately the major challenge, not only for our democracy, but democracies around the world where extremism has tiptoed in. And I do worry that we're going to leech or lurch, I should say, maybe leech is another word, that we're going to go from, let's say, one extreme in one election cycle to the other extreme in the next, and maybe more centrist ideas are not considered. But let's bring it back to the economy. Mm-hmm. So we know that sort of month over month and year over year, inflation has been, let's say, moderating, but price levels remain high. So I don't think that most people are thinking about the economy like central bankers, and central bankers have a job to do that's different. But most Americans, I think, look at the economy and say, oh, well, you know, the price of a new car is precariously averaging around $50,000, or the fact that a median price for a home in the United States is around $400,000, much higher in some markets, lower in others. And the sense that the middle ground has also not been faring as well with respect to wage increases and wealth that help to keep up with these increases in price levels. The job market, it's been cooling, so you could make an argument that essentially employers and workers are basically sort of at balance with respect to who commands more power in that equation. And, you know, 3 years ago, there were two jobs open for every unemployed job seeker. The data we had yesterday indicates we're now basically at 1-to-1 on that. So it's no longer a red hot job market. It's just sort of a just so job market.
So that's everything that happened during COVID is done, over with. Are we back to normal or not?
That's a good question. I don't know if I think about it in those terms, but what I the term or
when
the
you said
the
balance
sort
of,
a,
of yeah, power, that's yeah. what made me think of that.
Yeah, no, it's a good one. What I would say is that you know, the number, there are some things that have not gone back entirely to pre-pandemic conditions, and certainly one of those is interest rates, right? Mm-hmm. So, for example, the Fed will be meeting 2 weeks from today. They are not expected to make an interest rate move, but, you know, because of elevated price levels and the concern that inflation hasn't gotten back down to their target, they're going to continue to sort of maintain where they are with, you know, if you think about interest rates as putting the foot on the gas pedal, when they want the economy to do better, they lower interest rates. If they want the economy to slow down, including inflation, they put their foot on the brake, raise rates, or keep them at so-called restrictive levels. And they're still in the restrictive mode, and that's a post-pandemic condition. And I would say that is probably one of the more primary ways that it affects people and the whole economy, that we're in this elevated interest rate world. And oh, by the way, adding trillions of dollars to the national debt, we may not get back. In fact, I would say I don't think we will get back down to very low interest rates unless something rather dire happens with the economy, and we don't want that.
Let me pick it up there and we come back, because, you know, the guy that comes on before me, Dave Cohen, was talking about choosing between a house or a car, where you want to put your money, and seeing expensive cars in front of trailers or old cars in front of nice houses. And that's everybody's opinion to do whatever they want to do with their money, right? As long as it doesn't cost me, I don't care. But let's talk when we come back, Mark, about the price of cars, the price of homes, interest rates going up. And it seems as though, I don't know if that's going to be affordable for people in the future or not. And if people aren't buying homes or cars, what does that portend for the economy in general? Mark Hamrick, our guest, Bankrate senior economic analyst. And the other thing is, I don't know what happens, how they make cars or houses more affordable or bring interest rates down when both parties are willing to increase the national debt as they are. 621 traffic now, WWL.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, 6:25 and a half. Tommy Tucker, WWO, back with Mark Hamrick, Bank Rate Senior Economic Analyst, talking about new jobs report, inflation, and so forth. So before we went to break, Mark, we were talking about the affordability of cars and homes and interest rates and how the debt affects those, how people sometimes morph their political opinion or their economic situation. They don't really look at that as much as they frame it in their political views and winning and losing. Us not them, them not us. And I'm just wondering, looking ahead, I even haven't even mentioned tariffs yet. For people that are struggling to buy a car or a home and worried about interest rates and debt, I don't see anything. And then let me add one more thing, and then you can answer the effect on the economy of housing starts and people not buying houses or buying cars because they can't afford them. I don't know. Give me your thoughts on all of that.
I don't see any relief from those affordability challenges in the intermediate term. And you can't distance yourself from the tariffs argument, but the problem with the tariffs argument is we don't know what minute or day it is, what they ultimately are going to be, but they do seem to be a primary tool that's favored by the president and perhaps unlikely to be put back in the tool cabinet, so to speak. And so I think affordability challenges are here for the foreseeable future. The future isn't entirely foreseeable. I wish that I could say that I had some argument to make that would give people reasons for optimism, but let me give it back down or move it back down to potentially actionable advice for people. And that is in this environment, and that, you know, if people are listening, there's a variety of financial capabilities that people have personally or in their households who are listening. Some may feel like they're doing well. Some may feel like they're, you know, getting by. Some may be struggling. I think ultimately the best advice I would give anybody is to try to live beneath their means, not to live in a way that is geared toward having an Instagrammable lifestyle, because ultimately it's how you're doing with managing your money. It really does inform not only your mental health, but ultimately your physical health as well. So financial well-being has a lot of implications. And so to translate that, it's about being attentive to three goals. Number one, having emergency savings, funding that. Paying down debt. Credit card interest rates are still at 20% for new offers for the best qualified borrowers, and then to fund retirement if one hasn't yet retired. And that can be a lot of work, all those things. But, you know, we sort of led into this talking about the job market. The nation's unemployment rate, and I realize we're talking about the national unemployment rate, but the national unemployment rate is still at 4.2%, and that's considered to be generally a pretty robust job market. So you know, it's a very dynamic time. It's a volatile time. There's a lot happening across industries, and the changes with AI, the challenges for manufacturing, high interest rates. But there still is opportunity out there, and America is still a tremendous land of opportunity. And so sometimes thinking about how can I raise my career game, how can I raise my income game, those are some ways that I think we can at least think about some of the options.
Mark, I'm looking at the notes I took, emergency savings, pay down debt, fund retirement. That seems like something the government should be paying attention to as well, right?
Well, that might be another show for us.
Yeah, I think so. Thank you, Mark. I appreciate your time. Mark Hamrick, Bankrate Senior Economic Analyst. I guess the point is we can only do what we can do on our own personal levels, and then politically you can exercise your will at the polls and pay attention instead of getting in one line or the other and red or blue this or that or win or lose. Look at what they're doing with the debt, because that's ultimately going to come to a head. And when it does, it's not going to be pretty. When we come back, we'll talk to Jerry Maloney, Executive Director of JEDCO, Jefferson Parish Economic Development Commission, about Grand Isle Jewel Oysters. Right now, time for WWO First News.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.